men are trees. Matthew 12:33. Jesus is speaking. And he says, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruits. Ever ask yourself a question? Why did God create plants and animals? Genesis 2:9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. If the first two trees, the ones that we see, are the tree of knowledge of good and bad and the tree of life, I want to submit to you that by principle, the other trees, there was a tree of wisdom, there was a tree of hope, there was a tree of love. All those trees were holders of a spiritual attribute. The mind of the spirit is that if Adam and Eve ate of a tree of life, they would receive an impartation of life. Just like when they ate of tree of knowledge of good and bad, they received an impartation of knowledge of good and bad. Impartation has different dimensions. I can come lay hands and impart on you. But sometimes you have a dream where an angel appears and tells you. Plants in scripture symbolize spiritual attributes, and animals symbolize soulish attributes. That's why the Bible refers to wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. Jesus refers to Herod as a fox. He's referring to the state of his soul. When you dream, sometimes an animal can appear and it's showing you the state of your soul. All these animals that you see, some of which never made it past the flood, are the extent of growth of the attributes of the soul of a man. Because this world is fallen, you can never fully grow to the extent that your soul is supposed to. As Jesus says, he refers to our relationship with him as a vine. I am a vine, you are the branches. The Bible refers to faith as a mustard seed. Fig trees in scripture represent religion. The first time we see them, the Bible says Adam and Eve are naked and they get figs and cover themselves. Everyone in here is a type of tree in the spirit. Everyone here produces a type of fruit.